For this Friday, February 7th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Last night, North Posey boys basketball won at Pike Central 61-40. The Vikings improved to 9-8 on the year. Their next game is on Tuesday at Mount Carmel. Mount Vernon boys basketball lost at home to Princeton 65-33. The loss puts the Wildcats at a 9-9 mark. They will play again on Tuesday at Memorial. In local college sports from Thursday night, it was a tough night at home for both USI women's and men's basketball against Little Rock. The women's team got beat 75-61. Chloe Gannon scored 16 points in a loss. The Screaming Eagles have now lost back-to-back games, falling to 16-8 and 8-5 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI men's basketball fell short against Little Rock 74-56. Stephen Aloney scored 15 points in the loss. The Screaming Eagles' losing streak reaches 3 games as their record slips to 9-14 and 4-9 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Both USI women's and men's basketball is home tomorrow evening against Southeast Missouri State. Coming up tonight, girls high school basketball sectional action continues. The North Posey girls basketball team takes on South Spencer at 7 o'clock in the Class 2A sectional 48 at Forest Park High School. The Lady Vikings beat Mater Dei on Wednesday 55-46. They are now 17-6 overall, and if they win tonight, will advance to the sectional championship game tomorrow night. You can listen to tonight's game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Also this evening, Mount Vernon girls basketball plays Central at 7 o'clock in the Class 3A sectional 32 at Central High School. The Lady Wildcats had a first round bye. Indiana Hoosiers men's basketball head coach Mike Woodson is not expected to return following the 2024-2025 college basketball season. That is according to multiple reports. Woodson, who turned 67 years of age in March, has been Indiana's head coach the past 3+ seasons, with the program going a combined 77-49 and making the NCAA tournament twice. That was in 2022 and 2023. The 2022 tournament appearance was the first for the Hoosiers in 6 years. Indiana entered this season with sky-high expectations, ranked number 17 in the preseason AP Top 25 poll after bringing in one of the top transfer portal classes in the country, headlined by former Arizona big man Omar Ballo and point guard Miles Rice from Washington State. However, after starting the season 13-3 and 4-1 conference play, the Hoosiers have lost 4 consecutive games and 6 of their last 7, currently sitting at 14-9 overall and 5-7 in Big Ten play, which is good enough for 12th place in the conference standings. Finishing up with some Posey County news, New Life Rescue and Adoption is having a benefit auction and dinner at the Posey County Community Center tomorrow. There will be food, beverages, raffles, and auction items. All the money raised will go to support the animals. For event details and to purchase tickets, you can visit newliferescues.org/auction. Harmony State Park is having their second annual chili cook-off and their 5th annual falconry event on Saturday. You can come around lunchtime to taste and vote, and then stick around for a great Birds of Prey program that is all about the art of falconry. This event will happen rain or shine tomorrow. It will take place around the Nature Center and Pavilion. Mount Vernon Skate Park project is advancing, with the city releasing 2 design concepts for public review. The designs, developed by Hunger Skate Parks, incorporate feedback from 600 residents and blend traditional skate park features with local characteristics. The proposed location, situated at Brittlebank Park, will encompass approximately 8,000 square feet and have a budget of around $400,000, which will be funded through donations and other sources. The city is now soliciting public input on the 2 designs, which differ in their layout and orientation. That's news and sports for this Friday, February 7th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.